Every good gift, every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change, nor shadow of alteration. Words taken from today's epistle, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is a beautiful little tradition that has begun for me now at St. Mary's. It seems that every year when I am to preach around the 13th of May, someone writes my sermon for me. Last year it was composed for me by three certain shepherd children who took our statue of Fatima on a one-week pilgrimage around Wisconsin. This year, it is instead our prior general, who has given me some words to say to you today, words which will be said also around the United States. I strictly charge the 8 o'clockers not to spill the beans. They were to confine any conversation with you to some melodious version of "I know something you don't know." Monsignor Gilles Bach, Prior General of the Institute of Christ the King Sovereign Priest, is pleased to announce that the feminine branch of the Institute, the Sister Adorers of the Royal Heart of Jesus Christ Sovereign Priest, will open their first religious house in the United States. With the approval and paternal blessing of His Excellency, the Most Reverend William P. Callahan, Bishop of La Crosse, this house will be located in the very diocese where the Institute began its ministry in America some 20 years ago, and which has now yielded 7 vocations to the Sister Adorers. Though the official arrival date is yet to be determined, the process will begin in the autumn of 2019, for 3 sisters to open this American foundation in a house in close proximity to St. Mary's Oratory, where the Institute currently exercises its apostolate in the Diocese of La Crosse. The work of the Institute throughout the United States will now be supported in a special way by the prayer apostolate of the sisters, who consecrate their daily life of attendance at Mass, chanting of the Divine Office, and Eucharistic adoration to the sanctification of the clergy and the souls confided to them. A particular spiritual work of this convent of the sisters will be to pray daily for the bishop, clergy, and people of the Diocese of La Crosse. The sisters will also have the potential eventually to make vestments and liturgical linens, and take part in faith formation activities with the small children and female youth who frequent the oratory. Monsignor Bach would like to express his profound gratitude to His Excellency Bishop Callahan for according this warm welcome to the Sister Adorers in America. It is his sincere hope that the sisters' presence in Wausau will bear great fruit in the Institute's continued service in the Diocese of La Crosse and throughout the United States. I would like to add just a few words on behalf of His Excellency Bishop Callahan, with whom I have spoken many times over the last few weeks. He wants all to know that he warmly welcomes the sisters here to the diocese and counts on their prayers. And he is also very mindful of the special role they will play right here at St. Mary's Oratory. He is mindful in particular of the fact that most of you parents homeschool your children. He wants you to know that he extends his special blessing upon all homeschool families, and it is in sincere hope that the sisters will be a special support to all of you in their ministry here in the diocese. Truly then, dear faithful, with hearts full of joy, we may repeat with the words of the Apostle, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. Today, our good God is called the Father of lights to remind us that he is the source of all created light. He himself is light, with the difference that all created lights undergo what the Apostle calls the shadow of alteration. The sun rises and sets. The moon waxes and wanes. So too with men. They are fervent and lax, zealous and slothful, believing and doubtful, burning with love and cold with indifference. God alone is unchanging. The Father and Creator of all other lights, he alone is not subject to the shadow of alteration that marks all lights in this world. Sisters will once again be seen on the streets of Warsaw. Sisters will be here every day praying for priests, for vocations, for your marriages. This is truly a perfect gift from the Father of lights. I do not doubt that for some of you, this sight will, as we say, take you back to the good old days. But that is not the point. None of us are here because we long for some yesteryear, be it the 1930s, 40s, or 50s, a yesteryear which, like all imperfect lights, paves the way for the darkness of today. No, to find the true source of our joy today, we must turn to the following verse in today's epistle. Of his own will he hath brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. We are not here because we have some special attachment to tradition, to Latin, old music, cassocks, fine vestments, nuns' habits. The point is not that we can't change. It's not about us. The point is that it can't change. The faith cannot change because it is that most perfect gift, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. Freedom of religion, for which we must fight more and more around the world and especially in this country, is man's right to offer true worship to God. But far more importantly, it is God's right to be worshipped by us. He hath brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be some kind of first fruits of his creatures. Yes, sisters will once again be found in Warsaw. Nuns who might resemble the Franciscans of Perpetual Adoration, who once inhabited these very grounds. Consecrated religious, whom St. Francis de Sales might well count among his own daughters of the Visitation, or St. Ambrose among the holy virgins of the first ages. Adorers of the royal heart of Jesus Christ, sovereign priest. The holy curate of Ars said, the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. Our sisters in the Institute go wherever they are called to adore that royal heart and offer their sacrifice of praise to the Father of lights. And today we may say that, like the wise men of old, they have seen his star in the east, that little star of faith that burns so brightly in Warsaw, and are come to adore him. It is your prayers, dear faithful, that have brought them here, these sisters who are now to be the first fruits of the religious life of the Institute in the United States. May their prayers bring this city to its knees, to adore the royal heart of Jesus that wrought our salvation. To him be all glory and honor forever. Amen.